Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mlalele ngivumela ngikulochise namhlanje si okulochisa ngupastor Lindiwe Mama Wulo sisesephezulu kwehloko somthandazo. Mlalele umthandazo unamandla, umthandazo oguqula isimo, umthandazo uyazi wenza okungayenzeki kwenzeke, uvula iminyango evaliweko, uvala iminyango evulwe isitha, umthandazo uyasiphakamisa. Mlalele if you were to communicate with God nje, namqala la khona wena ukhona, ngeke kwamthumela i-email, ngeke kwamwhatsapp, ngeke kwamsendela i-Facebook or i-Messenger, but iBible yasitshela bayana sikhona ukukhuluma na kumanangani iplatform ebekwe kumthandazo. Mlaleli, the Father wants to commune with us in prayer. God wants to fellowship with us in prayer. Besikhuluma ngama do's and don'ts of prayer. Nje sikhuluma ngani, does God really answer prayer? Does God really hear us when we pray? And in akasizwa kona sithandaza, what does he do? Khumbula iBhayibheli lithi lapho ku 1 John chapter 5 lithi, this is the confidence we have in him. Mlaleli, ukuthi nasithandaza kuyasizwa. Hey, mlaleli ngiyathanda. When we pray, our Father hears from heaven and he answers. Mlaleli, khumbula umthandazo siphiwa amandla wokuthandaza. Umunye angazibuza ukuthi mara pastor, nangabe uzima ubona konke ukomde sithandaze. Khumbula lapha ku Genesis chapter 1:26 iBhayibheli lithi, let us give them authority. Your authority was given to who? Was given to men, mlaleli. Let them have dominion. Let them have authority over all that God has created. Uzima usipha amandla. Nangabe mhlamba uyizwisisi ikhona lapha ku Matthew chapter 18 uthini? Uthi whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Mlaleli, konke sikuvumela kumhlabeni kuyavumeleka nezulwini. Konke esikalako esiphi sikubophako emhlabeni kuyabotshwa nezulwini. In other words, the power is in your hands. In other words, the ball is in your court. In other words, mlaleli, it lies with you. Mlaleli, ngesinye isikhathi, do you know ukuthi kunento emdezenzeke mara wena ujamile? You know, kune minyango mdevuleke mara wena ujamile, uphethe isikhiya mara uvula iminyango. Mlaleli, prayer can help you, you know, change your situation. It can turn your life around. And it's there. Pastor, how do you pray? Prayer is just talking to God. Mlaleli, ukuthandaza ukukhuluma nozimo. It's a dynamic conversation with God. Mlaleli, ula ungabi, the aim is not to impress. It's where you come as you are before God. It's where you are genuine before your master. Prayer is just that. Kumbulu hana wathandaza, wakhuluma nozimo izinto za kuquka. Mlaleli, wakhuluma amagama angaphumi mara ehlizweni uzima bona lokho ekusehlizweni abona isililo sakhe. Alilela phezu kozimo. Thina silile fowunini, silele banganini, silele enhlobeni mlaleli, nabo badisibezekile, nabo bayasindelwa, nabo hey, nabo zabo ziyabarara mlaleli, mara mthe sizithathe sise kuzime. Khumbula lapha the woman with the issue of blood, wathini, wathi if I may touch mlaleli ihliziyo umthandazo leyo mlaleli. Khumbula lapha mlaleli uHana nakathandaza mlaleli uzime wezwa. Khumbula lapha uSamson nakathandaza athi ngiphamandla ngihlulisitha, uzime wezwa. Does God really answer prayer? Namhlanje ngiba thathina incwadi ethi lapha incwadi First Kings chapter 30 la isitshela ngoDavid namadoda akade akuhamba nawo. Now iBhayibheli yasitshela ukuthi isitha sifikile and they raided the place of Ziklag. Bafike lapha they burned the city down, they captured everybody there, you know, the women, the children, the men, the young and the old. Bathatha bathumba bonke abantu mlaleli. UDavid uthe nakafikako namadoda wakhe wenzani, bathola indawo le itshisiwe, bathola the Amalekites batshise the whole place, bathumbe wonke umuntu. iBhayibheli ithi bahalila mara matota, ita matota la alila, bea pelela mamandlo ulila. Mlaleli, kwa wano ulile upele na nyembezi, but listen to what happened. Nothing happened. They cried until there was no strength in them to cry, but the situation did not change. Listen to what happened. The Bible says the men that were with David, they even thought of stoning him because of their wives and their children that were captured by the Amalekites. Mlaleli, do you know that sometimes the situation in your family is dependent on you to pray for it to change? Sometimes do you know that the breakthrough in your family is dependent on you? Mlaleli, do you know what is kati? You are praying for solutions, but you are the solution. Guessing is cut, you are praying for God to open doors, but God is waiting on you because you are holding the key. Mlaleli, these men were depressed around David. They were angry. They were, you know, they even wanted to kill this guy. But he had the solution. Listen to what. Nakabona ukuthi abantu abangathi abasesemnandi, iBhayibheli ithi it depressed him even more. mlaleli, but nothing was happening. They cried until there was no strength in them to cry, but their situation did not change. They thought of stoning David. Their situation did not change until he prayed. Mlaleli, ibona mara, nothing happens until we pray. Izinto zihlala zinjalo until we pray. Izinto azigucuki until we pray. Mlaleli, you have the key. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Why? You have the key. Kumbuloteni, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Mlaleli, on earth you are the master. You are the one with authority. You have been given dominion from Genesis 1:26. Mlaleli, listen to what happened. David prayed. He asked the Lord, Lord, should I pursue them? Will I overtake them and recover what belongs to me? Listen to what God said. God said, certainly. Mlaleli, God wants you to have what belongs to you. Mlaleli, there are parcels with your name on it. There are parcels that have been wrapped are sitting in warehouses in the spiritual realm that God wants you to have. God wants you to have what the devil has stolen from you. God wants you to recover what the enemy has stolen from your family, from your fathers, from your forefathers. Maybe there was riches, you know, in the times of your forefathers and Satan stole it away from them. But you can turn the situation around. You can make sure that things change, not for yourself, but for the future generations. Mlaleli, listen to what happened. God said, certainly, certainly, you will overtake them and recover all. Mlaleli, God wants you to recover everything that Corona has stolen from you. He wants you to recover the loss you suffered in 2020. He wants you to recover the loss of the joy that was in the marriage, the loss of your finances, the loss of your health, the loss. God wants you to recover it all. He says, certainly. I love it. I love it. And listen to what happened. Bible tells us in the book of 1 Samuel 30, Mayalapa 18 and 19, David overtook this man and they recovered all. He says nothing was lacking, nothing was missing. Everything, you know, the goods, the spoils, they recovered everything that the Amalekites had stolen from them. What is it that you have lost? You know, look into your life. Maybe it's joy. You were a happy person. You were a joyful person. You know, you were that person. Ongenako man, abantu bathaba man. Bongu mreki, yes. Bongu madlisa. Now fike ekhaya kunesitshebo, abantu abathabile, kumnandi. Mara Satan stole it. I want to say to you, God wants you to recover all. Will you get on your knees right now? Will you pray and talk to your master? Kumbula, pray, just talking. Tell him everything. Tell him whatever that we have lost. Our Father is waiting and ready on the other side to give you the power. We pray and he activates. We pray and he activates. Just like the children when they come to us and say, you know, Daddy, I'm asking for my earphones. They ask, that is prayer. And then God activates, the Father gives. Mlaleli, can you see how it works? It's as simple as that. Don't wish and say, Pastor, you know, I wish, Pastor, yes, ngiyakhanuka man, ngiyaharela, ngathani izinto bese so, ngathani, to pray. No, wishing and desiring secretly in your heart is different from prayer, because prayer is an act of faith. That is why Jesus asked the question in Luke 18, that will the Son of Man find faith? In other words, will he find prayerful people? And he was teaching about the widow who went to an unjust judge, you know, for vengeance. And Jesus was asking, will I find faith when I come? Will I find, because prayer is a demonstration of faith. Hallelujah. Prayer is a demonstration of faith. People who have faith, they pray. They don't depend on chariots, on their strength, on their connections, on their resources and capabilities, but they depend on the God of possibilities. They bring their impossible situations to a God of possibilities. Hallelujah. Mlaleli, you can recover everything that you have lost. Maybe you have even signed those divorce papers. God can still turn things around. Yes, God can restore that which you have lost. Mlaleli, it does not matter how you lost it. It does not matter your contribution to the loss. God can still recover it all. You can recover it all through the help of God in prayer. Mlaleli, will you talk to God? Open your heart to him. Remember, he sees everything. He knows before you even kneel down. He knows. He knows your needs before you ask. The aim is never to impress people when you pray. The aim is never to impress the Father. But the goal is to be genuine. Just like Hannah, who was genuine and cried before the Lord. and pour their anguish before the King of Kings, the one who's able to resolve issues. Lalela, so ulililo kwanele. Ubatshelile abantu bahlekile kwanele. David cried until there was no strength. Mara kumde kufike la usikima khona, phakama la ukhona man. Phakama embedweni wesililo, phakama lapho. Kunini ulila uthi hey, ngibhalelwe I failed. Phakama isikhathi sobeni uphakame. Now phakama kuthandaza kwizinto zokuguquka. Isimo sokuchanja. Khumbula lapha iveke phelelo esikhuluma ngeQueen Hezekiah. King Hezekiah wenzani? Iripoti yafika, uyagula. Iripoti yafika, umprofeti uyafika uIsaiah uthini? Uthi isikhathi sakho siphelile. Set your house in order. Uyakhamba wena. Lalela, uKing Hezekiah azangathi oh, azangalila hlale phansi. Siwa dryisi indamo waqale bodini. Wakhumbula usomnini, wakhumbula umdali, wakhumbula lokhu athakuhamba naye iminyaka edlulileko. Wathi baba ngihawukele. Khumbula ubudlelwane bethu, khumbula imisebenzi yami, khumbula into ebengizenza to advance the kingdom. Wenzani iBhayibhile? The one who came bearing bad news was used to come and declare good news. The same prophet Isaiah who came to say, you are dying, your death is imminent, your death is around the corner. God used him again to go back and tell the man before he could even leave the palace. Asakamba to Yapuma after deliver room lies of Azim, Zim, what? Hey, that guy has prayed. King Hezekiah has prayed. Hey, isn't it changeable? I know I'm the one who said you must go and tell him that he's dying, but now go and tell him that I've added 15 more years upon his life. Not only that, he only asked for long life, but I'm going to give him even more than that. I'm going to deliver him from his enemy. And I'm going to deliver this, you know, community from their enemy. Laleli, he got more than what he asked for. Can you see? God does answer prayer. This morning, will you go to him in prayer? Will you cry to your father in prayer? Close the room, enter into your secret place, enter into that private room. The God who sees in private will bless you openly. The God who sees things done in private will bless you openly. May the God of all possibilities, bless you as you begin to pray. God bless you. Amen and amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. Or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.